Vanessa Martinez, and this is Friends with Friends, the podcast where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. I'm here with my friend, Jackie.
Hello, I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and I'm the biggest Friends fan.
Yeah, so this is pretty exciting. I kind of say that every episode because we're moving along so quickly. So we're on the 174th episode, the one with the videotape. It's season 8, episode 4. It premiered on October 18th with 25.58 million viewers. Jackie, what happened?
Yes. So this is now that everyone knows the truth about Rachel and Ross, that they're having a baby together, the friends want to know how it happened. And both Rachel and Ross argue who came on to whom, but a tape will reveal all.
Yeah, so there was basically only two storylines in this episode because it mainly revolved around the tape. So let's start off with that first. So how did it happen? Rachel and Ross kind of just start talking about it and no one can agree what really happened.
Yes. And so they start talking about it. Uh-huh. And then it goes into like, well, I have proof. So that's how it kind of moves forward.
Yeah. So Rachel's story was, you know, Ross was over at Joey's. They were having wine and Ross came on to her. Mm-hmm. And Ross, you know, kind of said, no, that's not the case. And eventually ends up saying he has a videotape. And to everyone's kind of astonishment, they're like, what? Like, how do you have a videotape?
I have it on tape.
Yeah. And so before we saw the tape, we actually like saw kind of a flashback of what happened.
Yes.
That led up to the tape. Yes. And this was pretty funny. I think the whole storyline of this all is really great. And so the flashback goes, Ross goes to Joey to talk about him not having sex for the last 6 months. He is wearing the red sweater. And so Joey, you know, he goes to Joey to try to get advice. So
Joey, because he has a date that night.
Yes. So Joey, he, you know, starts saying, you know, say this story, which is,
oh my gosh, the great Western Europe backpacking story. I love this. It's hilarious. I just like, really? And we only hear half of it.
Yeah.
And so I Googled to like, what is the rest of it? And somebody wrote the rest of it. And it is a beautiful story. But I like how the half of it that we do hear, it's like really like, it takes you in. You fall for it.
The story is like, oh, you're backpacking in Western Europe and you see a secluded lake and you see a woman bathing and then crying. And Ross is like, gets intrigued. And so at this point, that's the end scene for that. We don't know anything else. Mm-hmm. So later on, we see Ross is going on a date with someone. Mm-hmm. And it's that, you know, girl that he told Joey about. So he starts trying to tell the story, but she keeps interrupting him.
Yes.
And he gets so upset about it. Yeah. He's like, I've been to Barcelona. I love hiking. Like,
oh my gosh. Like
she just interrupts him. And he knows totally nothing is going to happen at all.
Oh my gosh. That's totally me. It's hilarious. Cause I just like laugh because that's what I would do. Cause that's what I always do whenever I'm like excited about something, I interrupt.
Yeah. So that's that. Cut back to time, you know, Ross and Rachel have the tape. Ross is like, oh, here's the tape. Rachel takes it. She's like, thank you. And she ends up wanting to watch it.
Yes.
So they watch it.
Well, because of the tape. So Ross actually finishes his date. He comes back to Joey and says, your story didn't work. And Joey says, well, how did you tell it? And he goes, I don't know. I was backpacking. He's like, no, you got to tell it with feeling. And so Joey suggests, why don't you tape yourself doing it? Because that's what I do for auditions. So then he has a videotape there in the apartment. And so that's what Ross does. And then Ross forgets that he's videotaping. And then in walks Rachel. And then everything happens. So then that's how he got it on tape. And then he gives the tape to Rachel.
Yeah. And so Rachel decides, you know, no, I want to watch it. So all the friends get super excited because at first she was going to crush the tape.
Yes.
And they were like, what are you doing? You know? Yeah.
They stopped her. I love
that. End up watching it.
I loved Rachel's shoes, by the way. I'm sure they chose certain shoes for her to like crush the tape because they were so pretty.
Yeah. And look, quick, before I forget, it's so funny because when I was done watching this episode, my husband changed the channel and it ended up being to the pilot episode of Friends of this of Friends, and you just notice such a difference after watching this episode. The way they look, even the way they talk, Rachel's tone is deeper. And then immediately watching the pilot after, she has the squeakiest voice.
Oh,
and they
my
all
gosh.
Look like so young. So yeah. It's really interesting. So that's just a side note.
Because it's 8 years later and they've all kind of grown up into their 30s, you know? And I think,
yeah.
I think you get a little more refined in like your tone, the way you dress and all that. Because Rachel looks really chic in this episode.
Yeah. And so Rachel starts watching it. And you see Ross, you know, recording himself, and Rachel walked in and she went in kind of stressed out, like, oh, you know, I have to pack all these invitations, which I haven't done. And Monica this, Monica that. And Monica doesn't like the tone of that.
Yeah, because they're all watching now.
Yeah. And so they start talking about different things and they start reminiscing about a certain point back in time where
the engagement night, because remember they were going to get together in the engagement night.
Yeah. They made out.
Yeah. Cause when Rachel got accused by Monica of stealing her thunder.
Yeah.
Season 7, episode 1.
Yeah. So they both start talking about, you know, what they think would have happened if it actually did happen, like would it have happened or would it have not?
Yeah.
And they both kind of agree saying, I think it would have.
I wanted to. And then
Rachel uses the backpacking story.
I love it. And that's when everybody like perked up and was like, oh, you used the story.
And then they're like, how did you know? And she's like, my friend Irene told me.
From
and
Ken Adams.
Like, and then Joey's like, Ken Adams. Like, that was Ken Adams. Because initially, in the beginning of the episode, they start talking about using fake names, which we'll get to later. It's regarding Monica and Chandler, a storyline with the friends that they make. But Joey was using a fake name, Ken Adams. So
oh my gosh, love it.
That is funny. And I really would have thought it would have been Ross to initiate this whole thing.
Yeah, and that's what the surprising part. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Rachel.
Because Ross seems just a little more like a horn dog. Sorry, Ross. But yeah, like he's just more in that sense of that weird, awkward dude that wants to have sex. You know what I mean? Like, instead, Rachel was the one who initiated. And she totally went in, like, so confident, being like, oh, you're going to see him come on to me. And then in 10 seconds, you're going to see why. And it's because of that story. She totally used that story to, you know, get Ross. And she was totally playing it off like he came on to me. But no.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was funny. That was a funny storyline. It was great how it ended with the videotape and actually seeing it with Rachel, who was not in the wrong, but was the guilty one in all the situation.
And they end the episode when the credits are rolling, is they actually, Ross and Rachel alone watch it and watch them like actually having sex. And then they're like, oh, no. At first they were like, oh, you look good.
Yeah.
And then it turned like, and they're like, oh, no. And then they turn it off. So.
Yeah, that was funny. And so, so that's how we found out. I think this whole story played out really well from like finding out, you know, who the dad, Rachel was the one who was actually pregnant, the telling of the dad, and then Ross and Rachel deciding, you know, what actually happened
. And I'm glad they showed that too. You know, we saw that with Monica and Chandler, you know, with what led up to that night. And now we see this. So it explains us and it shows the audience, you know, how the story came along, because we do need to see these visual stories because we're so invested.
Yeah, exactly. So let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Monica and Chandler's new friends.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, and we're back. So coming back from their honeymoon, Monica and Chandler just are on a flight back and they meet some new friends.
Jenny and Greg.
Yes. At first, I thought they said Brad and Jen. But
I know. Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah. So they get all excited because they make friends, married friends or couple friends, because the friends that they have now are not couples. Mm-hmm. And I have a little quarrel with this because, I don't know, I feel like you shouldn't if you're married, like, people shouldn't be like, oh, they're married, we can't hang out with her. Like, you're married. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't care. Like,
I don't care if you're married. Like, you're my friend. You're my friend.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. So anyways,
I think it's silly too, Vanessa. So, all my friends are married and I like hanging out with every single one of them.
Yeah. So they get their number and they realize that they get a fake number because they call and nothing happens.
Yeah. It's a deli.
Yeah. And Monica says, you know, to Joey, you know, Chandler was a hoot. That's why I think like we made friends with them. And mm-hmm. Chandler says, you know, Monica was asking great questions, you know? Mm-hmm. So when they realize that they got a fake number, they also, yeah. Monica and Chandler start taking back their compliments, you know?
I know.
And that was so funny because
joke.
Yeah. Monica was like, wait, did you just tell another joke? And then Joey goes, were you just asking another question? So that was pretty funny in how that all played out. And
yeah.
And I think it's, I don't know, it's kind of sad that they didn't get the real number, but also awkward. Like, I don't know. I've never had the instance where I made a friend on an airplane.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But it does happen because people meet on airplanes, they fall in love, or they just have lifelong friends from there, like going on trips. Like, it,
Yeah, I've never made friends with anybody on an airplane.
But either. On a trip, you do. You have.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But, and then they try to call. So then they aren't successful. Like you said, the deli, but then they look them up. And so I think this was a little bit too far, like a step too far. They look them up and find their real number. And then they get all excited again because Jenny was like, oh, Jenny gave out the wrong number. They gave out the wrong number. And then they try, oh, you want to get together next weekend? Oh, how about the following week, January 15th. Score. And so it's like she's not getting the hint that they don't want to like hang out.
Yeah. Which is pretty funny too, and a little sad, you know, to do that. But
well, nowadays you wouldn't have to do that. You just follow them on Instagram and then like, and then if they're in town you say, oh hey, you know, things like that. But that's it. Like, I've met other people out and I've like other couples out, you know, and when I'm with a couple, you know, if I'm part of a couple, and I've gotten their Instagram and that's it. That's as far as it goes.
Yeah. Coming up in the next episode of Friends with Friends, Phoebe goes on a date, Rachel goes on a date, and Chandler's coworkers can't remember his name. Please subscribe, give us 5-star ratings, and leave nice comments.
Yes, and follow us on Friends with Friends podcast on Instagram. See ya.
Bye.